This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Sarah Palin made one of the biggest splashes in the history of vice presidential nominees, but there are signs she is not helping John McCain as much as he might have hoped.
12 days before the election, Sarah Palin has energized the voters who form the core of the Republican Party. Trouble is that in 2008, McCain may need more than his party's base voters.
And Palin's popularity has been dropping just as millions of Americans cast early ballots. NPR's Scott Horsley is covering the McCain campaign.
Even when she's not around, John McCain likes to tap Sarah Palin's star power. He did so yesterday during a rally in a half-filled hockey arena in Goffstown, New Hampshire.
One of the great hockey moms in America, and my governor, and Sarah Palin, a wonderful person. I'm so proud of the enthusiasm that Sarah Palin has sparked across this country, and I'm proud to have her as my running mate, and I know you're proud of her, too.
McCain drew a much bigger crowd later in the day in Ohio, where he was joined by Palin. Country singer Gretchen Wilson was the warm-up act.
Hey, I want to play this song and dedicate it to Miss Sarah Palin.
Sarah the Barracuda, as she was known on the high school basketball court, continues to inspire passionate support from many of the GOP faithful, especially social conservatives like Norma Running, who turned out to see Palin and McCain at a high school football stadium in Greene, Ohio.
I'm a values voter. The right to life and the gay marriage thing, we're not for that. We believe marriage should be one man and one woman.
Running says she would have voted for McCain in any case, but his choice of Palin as his vice presidential pick definitely added to her enthusiasm.
We knew that he was serious. We knew when he added Governor Palin that his values were our values. We're thrilled, and God bless him, and God bless America.
But for every voter who's inspired by Palin, there's more than one who's turned off. Paul, who didn't want to give his last name, attended a McCain rally in Toledo over the weekend. He's still trying to decide how to vote.
I'm an independent. I'm on the fence.
What's it going to take to kind of sway you one way or the other?
Him dumping Palin.
When pollsters from the Wall Street Journal and NBC asked voters what concerns them about McCain's ticket, Palin was the number one response. 47% of the voters surveyed have a negative impression of the Alaska governor, while just 38% see her in a positive light. Palin's negatives have jumped 10 points in the last 2 weeks. What's more, 55% of voters say Palin is not qualified to step in as president if necessary. That undercuts one of the principal arguments McCain's been making on the stump, experience.
I have been tested. Senator Obama hasn't.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell also raised concerns about Palin's readiness when he endorsed Barack Obama over the weekend. This week, it was reported that the Republican National Committee spent $150,000 on clothing and accessories for Palin and her family in early September after she was chosen as McCain's running mate. The shopping spree at Neiman Marcus and other upscale stores might seem at odds with a campaign that's pitching its message to everyday Joe the Plumbers. But for many in yesterday's Ohio audience, Palin still connects in a way that one supporter described as fresh and genuine.
And I see Gretchen Wilson over there, and I need to get your autograph before we leave. Hello? Yes? Someone called me a redneck woman once, and you know what I said back? I said, why, thank you.
That homespun style of Palin's has given a lift to McCain with some voters, but it looks to be a drag on his campaign with even more. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the McCain campaign, Daytona Beach, Florida.